Hello and welcome to Module 4 of this Microsoft Virtual Academy course dealing with public cloud and the IT pro's role and the legal aspects that need to be considered between business and IT pro of moving data to the public cloud. We've got up to the point now where we're going to start to look at the actual role players. We've understood the building blocks that are good to understand if you start to move to public cloud. So from a legal perspective, what is privacy, what is personal information, the control thereof, and then actually where do I store this content, and those people that are housing my content, what standards they abide by to ensure that there is compliance from a security perspective. In this module now, we're going to actually look at those role players and drill one level deeper to understand those key components. So if we look at the module overview, we have four areas that we're going to kind of discuss. The data subject, the controller, the processor, and the regulator thereof. And those will be the four areas that we'll drill down to understand what are those roles, where do they play a key part in this whole move to public cloud, and then try and relate that back to all the examples that we've given to make it real back to the IT professionals. So if we want to do intro this module around role players, what would the key takeaway be for people that are watching this module?
Sure. So I think it's interesting to know that you have this legislation, but this legislation essentially has people that are key to it. The legislation can be complicated, and if we don't understand basically who is obligated to do what, who is responsible for receiving the rights and the benefits under this legislation, who's responsible for receiving the protection under this legislation, and ultimately how it all fits together,
It
can get very, very difficult. So I think from a simplifying position, it's important just to set out who the key role players are. Hopefully the IT pro will be able to then appreciate who they are and how they interact with each other.
Yes. And we've used simple examples to this point. You know, I like the example around the vacuum cleaner salesman. You know, he sold something, and now he has your information from a marketing perspective. That vacuum cleaner, his IT pro and business have decided to store their data in the Microsoft Azure data center. So now me as a customer, I know my data is stored somewhere. I'm getting emails around updates to my vacuum cleaner, new models, new adapters. IT pro business, they need to understand the control of that information in the Microsoft Azure data center. But now we've discussed different bodies or entities or people here. What role are they, who are they, and what should they think about? And ideally the takeaway from this course is, you who are the person consuming this, where do you fit in? Which one do you have to abide by to understand the role that you play in these different components? So if we look at the data subject as an example, Theo, where does that start to play and who is that really at a high level?
Sure. So basically, the data subject is you and me.
Okay.
It's a natural person, an individual. And in the vacuum cleaner salesman example, it's going to be Theo who's purchasing the vacuum cleaner.
The customer.
Ultimately, okay. That's what it comes down to. And it's all about protecting that data subject, that individual's personal information. So while we start out with the data subject, the importance cannot be underestimated. All data protection legislation essentially revolves around the data subject and protecting his or her personal information.
So I'll have confidence that you are protecting me as Morgan buying vacuum cleaners. But then what about the vacuum cleaner salesman? You know, he's an employee of the company that is going to store his data as well. Would he be a data subject as well then in a bigger scheme?
So he can be a data subject, but in the example where he is selling the vacuum cleaner and collecting my personal information, I'm the data subject, and in that particular example, he is an employee, a resource of the data controller.
Okay.
In South Africa, under our Personal Protection of Personal Information Act, he is what we refer to as an employee of the responsible party. So you find that different pieces of legislation around the world will have different names for the data controller.
Okay.
In South Africa, we refer to them as a responsible party because they are responsible for looking after my personal information. I personally like that very much. But within the European Union, that responsible party is referred to as a data controller because they control the data that they are receiving.
And so then as an IT professional, I need to make my business aware of the roles to understand that I've got this data from our customers, basically the data subject. I need to store it somewhere. So if I'm going to move to Microsoft Azure and want to store it in a public cloud instance, I need to make my executives aware of the impact to that, as well as the legislation that we might need to abide by around that person or that entity's it's not the entity, but that subject's information that we're retaining.
Absolutely. And you know, going back to some of those requirements that I'd mentioned earlier, things like giving notice and ensuring that the information that's collected is used for a very, very specific purpose only, you're going to see that it's the data controller, aka the responsible party in South Africa, okay, that has to live up to that obligation and that duty. You then start seeing that they hand over that information to a cloud provider.
Okay.
And that cloud provider is then defined as the data processor.
Right.
In South Africa, we call him the operator. So the reality is that as a data processor, I now have, as a Microsoft being a data processor, a separate and different set of obligations under the law.
Okay. But at the same time, ensuring that, in this case, Microsoft is compliant around the processing of that data from our customers that are storing the data around the data subject.
Absolutely.
So it's quite a chain of pieces along the way. And I think a bit of a takeaway, the IT pro needs to understand those pieces, understand those different components, who is what, and then look back to your industry or your business and go, right, as an IT professional, what data am I actually storing? Who is my data subject? Who is the controller? And then if we look the next level up, who ensures that those bodies or those individuals or companies are looked after, are compliant, are regulated? Who starts to play that role along the way?
Sure. So most data protection pieces of legislation end up appointing an administrative body. We refer to them as an information regulator or a data protection agency, otherwise known as a DPA. Whatever this administrative body's name is, it is ultimately a regulator that is there to ensure that the legislation is applied in a practical and responsible manner. So they have the duty to oversee the legislation, to oversee that Theo, as the data subject whose personal information is being collected, is ultimately being protected.
Okay. So if we take all those four roles and we go back to our vacuum cleaner salesman example again, we as the vacuum cleaner company need to ensure that we are proactively letting our customers know what we're doing with their data, whether it be through what terms and conditions or whether it be when you sign the contract or offer the purchase of the vacuum cleaner. We need to ensure that our customers are confident of what we're doing with their data. Then on our side, we need to ensure that we are compliant and secure around that data that we're storing. And then from as a Microsoft, we're compliant around how we're storing our vacuum cleaner customers' data that happens to be their data subjects. So there's quite a chain of events along the way, and there's quite a bit of, I suppose, takeaway or extra homework that needs to get done after this module for IT pros business to understand what do they need to abide by in those chain of events and where do they have to abide by.
Agreed. And I think the important takeaway at this point, and this is where things get very, very murky,
yes,
and people get confused, it's exceptionally important to start understanding that the data controller, the vacuum cleaner salesman's company in this example, is probably the entity that has more obligations under the law than anyone else. Often, however, in practice, we've found that that company, that vacuum cleaner sales company, expects a Microsoft,
yes,
to be compliant. In truth, it is the vacuum cleaner sales company that has control over the information it's collecting. It has control over the manner in which it is collecting that information. And it is the vacuum cleaner sales company that is deciding whether or not to put that information into the cloud. And the legislation is aimed almost exclusively at forcing that data controller to behave as responsibly as possible. Now, what we do from the processor perspective, what we as an operator in the cloud scenario do from a Microsoft perspective, is to try and ensure that we can, at least from a security initiative, provide that data controller with absolute confidence,
yes,
that its information that it is putting in the cloud is being protected at the highest level possible.
So in both areas, there's processing of data, processing of personal information on the vacuum cleaner side, and on the Microsoft side, there's processing of data as the vacuum cleaner company, as they are a customer of ours storing data with us. So both processing data, but both abiding by certain regulations. We give you the confidence that we comply to standards, but you as a customer of ours need to comply around the security to ensure that you are abiding by your own standards, and you are responsible in the eyes of the law for that personal information that you're storing with Microsoft.
Correct. If something goes wrong in that space, you're going to find that the regulator isn't going to come after Microsoft.
Yes.
It's going to come after the data controller, the vacuum cleaner sales company in this instance. So it's really important that when the data controller, the vacuum cleaner sales company, makes a decision around appointing a cloud service provider, it does so with confidence and that it can trust that service provider, that cloud provider, to fulfill its role 100%.
And I think that's where this course will start to give much more confidence back to IT pros and to business to understand these building blocks. Take the time to understand what you have to abide by as an individual, as an IT pro, what your business has to abide by, and then start to wrap that up to understand as a company becoming a customer of a public cloud provider, what are the regulations, what are the compliant pieces, but also understand who is processing what data and have the confidence that we put security measures in place that we protect your data, but at the end of the day, there is a requirement or a responsibility for you as the customer when you start to process your customer or data subjects information on the other side. So this kind of gives us a nice view now to the point of we can go with confidence and subscribe to a public cloud service or enter into a contract with a public cloud provider. We've understood what privacy is, where it's come from, the control that there is around that, or the requirements for control around that, how personal information is the heart around the data protection legislation, and then bolting that into the actual security measures that can be put in place. So we've got the underlying layer, we have the building blocks to give us confidence to go to public cloud. And now at the close of this module, we understand the roles and who is responsible for what pieces and who will be held accountable at the end of the day. If there was a breach, if a customer had an issue as a data subject with information that you're storing with us as Microsoft in this case. So we have all those building blocks in play. Now we look at the next piece, which is really we've moved to public cloud. What are the key issues that we need to understand along that way that will be ongoing? And what do we need to review? What do we need to update and ensure that we are keeping control of data that's stored along that way? So that kind of closes off module four around the different roles that people play. And up until this point, you should have all the building blocks that are required in place to understand that I can, with confidence, move to a public cloud provider that subscribes to certain standards, like a Microsoft Azure as an example, and I can start to leverage those services with confidence that my customers will be protected along the way, and I have confidence that I can store my content and I'd be reliably held accountable if something had to go wrong from that instance. We'll now move across into module five and start to look at key issues that need to be considered. And this will give us a leap into the actual security and the understanding of the real world around public cloud and what is happening out there around public cloud sprawl in an overview. So that closes off module four, and hopefully you've had a good view of the different building blocks required to give with confidence move to public cloud, and we'll look to module five to give us a deep understanding of the issues that need to be considered.